Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. We've got a great show for all of you today. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. Welcome to Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network, all of the above. So I'm very excited about this today, Benny and David. What I have, like, the funnest time doing, of course, connecting with all of you. You are the best listeners on the planet. But the other thing that I love doing is I love being part of someone's journey when they are exploring who they are, who they want to become, and what that might look like. And I was talking with somebody this morning, and what I said to her was, you know, remember when we first met and I said to you that the minute you start this process, things may change. You will want to go in one direction or another. You suddenly get the urge to maybe do something more. All of that. And because I am a host, first and foremost, and a network owner, secondly, as a host, everybody on this team will tell you, including Benny, that some days I wake up and I say, I wonder if we could do dot, 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 fill out the blanks. That's what we're talking about today in a lot of ways. We're talking about what happens when your gifts are being called for in the world? What do? How do you answer that call? Do you look and you say, caller ID, it says, oh my gosh, you need to take your gifts out, and then you ignore it? Do you let it go to the psychic voicemail? When the call comes in, maybe it's a video call and you're thinking, oh boy, I'm not ready for anybody to see me with this new skin. Well, today, we're going to dive in to the raw side of spirit with psychic medium Jamie. For those of you out there, both on Facebook as well as our affiliate stations, this is a live call-in show. But we're going to talk about what happens when somehow the energy of spirit, whatever you call it, universe, God, whatever that is for you, what happens when it gets under your skin? Maybe it's like a hangnail that you just won't quit. Or maybe it's like, ah, dang, my back hurts. Well, let me tell you about psychic medium Jamie. And this is an interesting story because she and I are both kind of going through the same thing. But here she is. She's been interacting with spirit since a very young age. She'd communicate with spirit in her own way. And so when you're like age 7 and that kind of deal starts to happen, how does that shape your life? You're going to hear about some of that today. You know, she's also, along with spirit walker Nicole, they are the shades of spirit, about making sacred connections, bringing a shade of spirit to you. They are that. This has been their passion. This is something they love to do. But for those of you that know Jamie, for those of you that work with Jamie, and you understand that she is all about taking the fear out of spirit communication, providing you with tips and insights and psychic and action healing methods, to take everything she's learned, whether it's Reiki or energy healing or past life regression or whatever that is, and bringing it to a contemporary time. Because if there was ever a time we needed all the help we could get, it's now. So everybody, I'd like you to meet my friend, my colleague, one of the hosts of Shades of Spirit, psychic medium Jamie. Jamie, yahoo!
Hello, hello, everybody. Thank you for that fabulous introduction. Absolutely. So many shades of spirit. You're absolutely correct.
I'm feeling the purple today. I got a little purple deal going on today.
I love the purple. And see, I included the purple in the background today. So
you did. And you have like a really cool background there. So David, right? And you know everybody here. So they're working with me on the green screen. And, you know, I want to talk to you about adaptability and adjustability in the moment. So people are like, why aren't you like in your studio doing this? Well, what I've learned a long time ago is that you have to plan for the unexpected. So what did I do yesterday to plan for the unexpected? And what am I testing today? Well, 10 years ago, in the back room, literally like, you know, people's garage, Transformation Talk Radio was born. And our Jessica, right up an intern, would come into here. And she and Heather would sit in that back room, like a teeny room. And they went to work. But fast forward where we are today, and are we going to be in the back room again? Are we going to adapt and adjust? So I've been working with the fiber company on getting a gigabyte of fiber per second, just in case. What are you sensing that each of us is doing, metaphorically or otherwise, to up-level our stuff, to get our own spiritual gigabyte per second psychic medium, Jamie?
You know, I'm finding that with clients that we're working with and with mediumship and intuitive, you know, students that we have, that people are finding kind of that same pattern. And this, you know, so-called break that they gave us here with the pandemic coming in. And it really knocked the world flat on its feet. You saw people, you know, locking their doors, trying to get groceries. We went through the panic. We went through fear. We went through, okay, this is only a couple of weeks. Okay, I'll do some things around the house. And now we've drawn this out for, you know, 9 months. Are we at the end of this? Not even close. Are we learning to adapt? Absolutely. But what this is forcing us to do is to start looking inward, spiritually, within ourselves. And now we're starting to ask ourselves some of these deeper questions, because a lot of us still are quarantining ourselves. We're still doing the self-quarantine. Now, we may go out with our mask on and the loads of hand sanitizer and do little things now just to start to feel what we feel is normal as humans. But our spiritual side has really started to open up. And I'm getting so many calls from people saying, what is happening to me? I'm feeling energetically different. My physical body is feeling different. I'm having these mood swings. I feel like I just want to cry half the time. Then all of a sudden I have these brainstorming ideas. They don't realize that they're actually connecting on such a higher level. And it's like our downloads. It's those upgrades, whatever people out there want to call them. But we really are having that face-to-face with our higher self, our spiritual self, of what is it that I'm supposed to be achieving in this life? Because this pandemic has smacked us straight down and said, sit your asses down. It's time for us to move forward. And that's what we're doing on a spiritual level. And it's uncomfortable. It's unpleasant sometimes. And it is a bit scary for some people because they just don't understand what's happening to them and the other people around them.
And, you know, I want to talk about this too, is that you and I are going through something really interesting. You know, and I'm hearing this from a lot of people. Somebody said to me, man, are people just isolating? Are they really giving up on their dream? Are they not moving things forward? And I said, no, that is not what our sense of things are. We're finding people are expanding. They want more than one show. We're watching what's being brought out from people. And I think, Jamie, it's always been there. But I think for some reason, there's like somebody has let the thing out of the box. It's like, boom, you made me be afraid. You made me think I'm going to play small, but I'm not. Look at you and look at what you're creating moving forward. Didn't that happen to you in a sense?
Absolutely. I was able to slow down to a point where I really had to reevaluate where I was going with this process. This ultimately was going to be my retirement job. I started out working with spirit at age, you know, 5, 6. I really became empowered in my gifts at age 40. I'm 44 now. And it was going to be that thing that I really could do to help connect people with their loved ones, you know, work on some direction with them. Then I really started getting into energy work and I wanted to up the ante. So I decided to become a Reiki master and went through that process for a year. I started adding these layers. And as soon as COVID hit, it's interesting you say that, because I had been out of work since January. You guys contacted us right around March when COVID was, you know, really starting to come in. And it was like, why not take this leap of faith? Why not take this jump? Because spiritually, I'm feeling myself needing to ascend. I need to connect on different levels. I need to connect with different people because so many of us are going through this and there's so many unanswered questions or the fear behind it, the raw side of it that people are afraid to face are starting to emerge and they're starting to ask these questions and want to know more about it. And that's what we're doing, is that we are now putting ourselves onto these platforms to be able to help others. That's the main goal for us. Absolutely.
And so out of this, you know, comes a number of various ideas, a number of things. For example, an upgrade to the website, a change to the website, a new energy, a new vibrancy, mm-hmm. a new. But there's one thing that you help people do, and that's move beyond the fear, whether it's a fear about spirituality or psychic development. And today's show, for those of you out there, is a live call-in reading show. And I just want you to know, because we're not just talking about giving you help, we want to make sure we're there to you, for you. 1-800-930-2819. But I want to ask you about this, because there, it's almost like a pull.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was joking in the last show, and I referred to my stepmom, of course, who has passed. But I knew she was coming through because one of the guests used a phrase that she always uses. Like out of the blue, you know what, or get off the pot. See, that's Doris. That's my stepmom. What is your sense from the clients you're working with and the people you're working with? Is there any one area or something that keeps showing up where they're asking you, help me get through this. Help me move, not just forward, not laterally. Help me move up. What are your sense in there?
Absolutely. What's interesting with what you just said is two things. It's about the spiritual connections. It's the signs that we miss every single day. And helping people connect with those signs with their loved ones or their spirit team or their angels is something that we really take pride and ownership in helping them achieve to move forward. So two things you said was the saying for my grandmother was, you know, S and get off the pot. And my other great grandmother, who was a psychic, her name was Doris. And it's about that connection. It's about that parallel between the two of us. And doing this show today is the perfect timing that we're supposed to be having these conversations. What people don't realize sometimes is when you look around, there's shows all around. There are these psychic medium shows. There's these ghost adventures, all these different shows out there, right? And you're either getting the light and bright side of it where they sit down and they have the heart to heart with the client and there's tears shed and, you know, you're over here with your tissues, or you get the fear side of it, right? They're antagonizing these energies and then all of a sudden they leave them in these same spots and wonder why all this stuff is still happening. Well, for Shades, our whole goal is to be able to cover all of those levels, right? And sometimes there is that darker side of spirit. And I really reside well in that vibration. I call it a lower vibration. It is something that it took me 40 years to figure out, that that wasn't fear-based energies coming in. I didn't have demons crawling through the ceiling, that I had lower vibrational energies that did not match mine, which was higher, which caused me to be in fear. So the raw side of spirit is, why are we not looking further into some of these? And we have clients that come out of the woodwork because they have family that have passed of suicide, the taboo topics, drug and alcohol overdoses. Maybe they weren't a great person in this lifetime and they had done things to other people, whether it be family or just people out there. And they don't know who to turn to. They don't understand that those people out there are still looking for help. And so they'll come to us because word of mouth gets by. And so I can then connect with what we call lower vibrational energies. I'm not saying that they're down there in hell, burning on the hell gates. I'm talking about that for me and my perspective and what I do is that there is a parallel to when we pass to what energy vibration we are in, and we choose as spirit to continue to ascend and to continue our spiritual growth. I am a firm believer in past lives. We're a firm believer in coming back to learn earth school lessons. But if we pass of a modality that doesn't necessarily ring true with a Catholic family or with my Christian family, or if I decide that I'm going to start, you know, doing alcohol and drugs and all those type of things, and my family never touched a lick of alcohol, I am going to pass in a state of mind in which I am not feeling my highest, my most connected to God, source, angels, whatever it might be. And so those people come to me under the table almost of like, okay, I'm going to slink out and I'd like to connect. I'd like to see why this happened. I'd like some clarification. And the spirit on the other side also wants to heal. And that's the most powerful thing for me, is to be able to work with spirit and help their ascension. Now, in my opinion, they've crossed over. So when you hear those shows, oh, they have not crossed over yet. Have they not left the physical body, folks? You look at the true definition of crossing over. It is leaving one physical item over here, right? So for me, you have crossed over when you've passed. But where are you residing? Where's that vibration? How can we help you, help the family, help the friends, and be able to empower everybody in that circle at the same time?
And, you know, this is what I love about this, because in addition is, of course, people can work with you in a number of different ways. Mm-hmm. But the other thing is you also teach people, mentor people on what to do.
Yeah.
Right. And Linda and I were talking about this the other day. And, you know, I was reflecting upon a situation she had where she's in bed. And all of a sudden, her father is at the bottom of the bed. And this, I think, happens to a lot of people in a lot of different ways. But we hit the stop button because we get afraid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we think, ugh, what are you doing over there, right? But part of this is we just may not know how to receive a message, right?
Right.
And isn't that part of you as a translator, as a conduit, as a catalyst? And I think this is what people don't understand about what it means to have psychic mediumship, you know? And sometimes it's like, oh, just tell her I love you. And other times it's like, you know what? Tell her she better take off those 10 pounds.
Sometimes they are very direct. Absolutely. Absolutely. But when that happens to certain people, and like Linda has told me kind of that story as well, of like, I woke up and my dad was just sitting at the edge of the bed, and my mom came in this, you know, aspect of her spiritual side. They do get fearful. Number one thing that we hear from people is, why aren't they in heaven? Why are they here? Why are they not up there? Why are they not wherever our beliefs take us, to where spirit goes? They automatically think something's wrong or there's unfinished business, because that's what we're taught in movies, right? You take the movie Ghost, right? He had unfinished business. He was trying to protect her. She's thinking that he's moved on and he's right there with her. Well, that's what spirit does. They are, if you look at Sylvia Brown and you look at some of the stuff that she's written, she has said that heaven is only a few feet above our vibration, right? And so if you think about that and that aspect of it, and not the fact that we're flying straight up out of the universe in the sky, that makes sense that they're able to walk into a plane with us and be on that same level and still be healed and whole. They've reconnected with their higher power. And yet for us in that human form, it does make us nervous. The energy in the room shifts. You might get the chills up your back and not realize that it's a loved one, that you might just feel like somebody's following you around. You might hear a noise or a knock or a rap or whatever it might be, and you're out there with the bat in the middle of the night, when in reality, you know, it's your cousin Joey, who just used to like to play pranks on you anyway. So we really take the time to work with people and empower them. And no spirit has any more power over you than yourself. So if you feel that you are in a higher vibration, if you are empowered in your own self, spirit cannot touch us. That's the bottom line.
And, you know, I want to say this is so funny you brought up the knocking thing. That is so weird. For those of you out there, if you would like to connect with a loved one, please give us a call. Psychic medium Jamie is here to do that. Not quite sure how many folks we'll be able to take, so I would encourage you to call early. 1-800-930-2819. It's so weird you brought the knocking thing up. I was sitting here and I heard you know what it's like when you have a refrigerator and the ice is making itself and then the ice drops? Okay, I don't have that refrigerator. But I was sitting here and I kept hearing the ice drop. And I think I even turned to Linda at one point. Well, it started before Linda got back, but I think I even turned to Linda and I was like, do you hear that? And then it dawned on me, what does that sound remind me of? So Linda's mom and dad, but Linda's mom had one of those refrigerators. And I can remember, like, especially towards the end with Joan, you know, we had scenarios where a lot of ice water, right? And so the ice maker was always making ice. So I wasn't hearing what happens when you put the thing under it and it falls, yep. Right? Like in a hotel, not that. But when the ice maker makes and it turns its little metal bar. And I thought about that and I said, well, wait a minute. Did I miss an opportunity there? Because honestly, you know this, it's a distinctive sound, right?
Yep.
But it took me a while to put it together. How do we help people stop for a minute and say, oh, maybe that's Joan?
That is a good point. And it's funny because I use the ice machine on the refrigerator reference a lot because that is one of the things that people bring up. I love our parallels today. It's great. So the way that we can help people is a few things. What we kind of go into is pick a number with your spirit team. Pick a number with your loved one. This is something that's visual for us as a person that we can't deny or miss. So we've all heard, if you see 111, it's your spirit team and they're trying to communicate 444, 44, angels. Four is the angel number, right? I have a particular number that I use that I connect with my spirit team. And when I have questions for them or I want to connect with them or I want their guidance, I will ask them to show me that number in repetitive fashion. So I know, guys, everyone hold on. My number is 666. Yep. That is actually a very good number, and it very much resembles what I was going through at that time, and that was endings and new beginnings and starting fresh and closing off that chapter of your life. But when I see that, I tune in to the number, think, okay, good, I see your number, and then I think about where I'm at currently in my thought process. Sometimes what happens is that if you say, okay, Grandma, I'm going to pick number 77 for you. And so I'm hoping you're with me today. Show me that number. And sure enough, you see 3 7s and you're like, oh, she's here with me. License plates, addresses, phone numbers. But why not take it one step further and think about where you were at in your own train of thought? And that's that loved one coming in to validate what you're going through, to say they're backing you or standing behind you. You can ask for anything to come through. We get butterflies, hummingbirds. If we can start to take note of those things and their presence in our lives and then think about what we're thinking about at that moment, those are those connections for us.
You know, I want to take a short break. And when we come back, I want to talk more about this. But also, I want to really dig deeper in to the side of spirit that you're going to be addressing in Eye of Soul Radio. And then talk a little bit about shades, right? Mm-hmm. And really what it is, if we could think about a collective, what it is that the collective that we can't see might be trying to tell us. What might they be trying to tell us? Because I'm still trying to figure out the whole ice thing, Joan. I'm a little slow. I'll catch up. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we'll tell you how to connect with psychic medium Jamie right here on the Dr. Pat Show. And we'll tell you about her upcoming new show. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction. Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a Recovery Recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Your eternal purpose is calling out to you each and every day. Are you listening? Tune in to Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete Cafarcio every first and third Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be your authentic self and live the life that you were destined for. Learn practical tools to discover your purpose and conquer other fears that keep you stuck in a life of mediocrity. Learn more about Coach Pete by visiting PeteCoaching.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you, great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Get your goddess groove on with me, Laura Hosford. Tune in every Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where I offer you authentic channel messages of love, inspiration, and heart-healing grace. Get your goddess groove on. When the goddess speaks, everyone listens. For more information, visit laurahosford.com. That's laurahosford.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. My very special guest today is psychic medium Jamie. Before we kind of get rolling again, because we've got a lot to talk about here, we're also taking your calls, 1-800-930-2819, for a what we call a mini on-air live reading. Before we do any of that, how do people find out more about you? And then we will go to the phones.
Perfect. You guys can find us at Shades of Spirit LLC on Instagram and Facebook. We also have a fabulous website. It is shadesofspirit.com. And you can also get a hold of us at 858-684-7575. Text us, call us, ask questions. We've got all sorts of, you know, you can message us, whatever works for you with your questions and to set up appointments.
So Linda must be listening because she just called in. What do you say we have a chat with her?
I love Linda. Let's do it. Virgos connect. That's what we're doing.
Oh, my gosh. Linda, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, boy. I'm just
but I don't know where I'm from.
I'm going to let you and Jamie chat.
Okay, so I have a really simple question. Well, I don't know how simple it is. How do you know when somebody is trying to give you a message and you think it's a person and they do really strange things? For example, when my mother passed, all I kept saying to her is, give me a sign that you're okay. So I had this, I was sitting at her house on the back porch with my brother, and this, I know this is going to sound really weird, but this angel appeared, completely white, looked like my mother, the outline of her, the white, the feathers. I mean, it was weird. But then, I guess she was telling me she was okay. So then the other thing happened, that a lamp on a dresser went flying. I wasn't near it. I was in the other room. Went flying across the floor. Hit the floor. Only one little piece broke. Lampshade still on it. Light still works. And I looked all over the place because, you know, I heard the bang. Couldn't find it. And then I realized I went in the room and there it was laying on the floor about maybe 6-7 feet away from the dresser. So when somebody does, well, I don't know who did it, but I was the only one in the house. So, and I know I didn't do it. So what is that? How do you know if there's a message or what the heck they're trying to tell you?
Great question. We get that all the time. Now, first of all, what I do is I move into your energy as you're talking, and I just kind of start connecting with your spirit team. So in my opinion, we teach multitasking, talking to the invisible world and listening and talking to the human world. And the angel part is interesting because they were showing me kind of in my clairvoyance, my mind's eye, what you were seeing. And it was kind of like a spoof on Saturday Night Live because your mom, to get your attention, had to come in a way that you would not have just dismissed it, right? So in her human life, would she have been that angelic being? Or would she have been more on that, you know, just a human, living her life, getting through work, getting through her day-to-day stuff? No, she's probably not going to be living in that angelic realm. Most of us are not. So for her to come down, it's almost like Halloween, or what they're actually showing me is the Wizard of Oz when Glinda the Good Witch comes down in the bubble. That's going to make your head turn and be like, okay, mom, that's a funny joke. At the same time, for her, that healing aspect of it that she needed to finish off afterlife. So she didn't quite get to the whole healing part, healing from past traumas, healing from things that went on in her life. What happened was, is that she was showing you that sign, angels represent healing, that she's working on that process, but she's going to do it all out. Like it's all or nothing with her. And that's caught your attention. It's something that's stuck in your mind. So for her, the feathers play a significant part. So if you see feathers on the ground or you see a bumper sticker with a feather on it, that is your mom connecting with you. And that is her trying to get your attention. She isn't always going to try and manifest in her angel costume. She's going to show you in these little ways and then tune in and be like, all right, mom, I got it. Think about where you were at right there in thought. And then you can ask her, all right, I see the flower or the feathers. Show me another one later on today. I'm going to know you're really with me and that we're on the same page. The lamp, on the other hand, that's interesting because that would scare the crap out of people, right? Things flying across the room. They're thinking, Poltergeist, the movie. Not at all. That was a male energy that was trying to get your attention. So I am seeing a male energy that passed, someone that did cause you to have to just like, you know, run and hide, or you might punch him in the face because that's just your type of personality. And that was trying to get your attention. But if that lamp shattered, they know how pissed you would have been. And so they're making the statement of, look, I can hit this on the ground and look, this little piece on there. So every time you walk past it, when you've glued it back on, you know that I'm there. Another direct representation of their energy around. It wasn't malicious. It was just trying to get your attention. I know you're a Virgo because I'm a Virgo. So us Virgos need physical evidence. A lot of us need the physical evidence, right? And so we have to train ourselves to see and then to be in that moment and be like, all right, let me feel the energy of the room. Is it different? Does this feel high vibrational? Does it feel like someone that I used to know? Does it feel like my dad or an ex-husband or whatever it might be? And then be like, what? And just stop and listen. And it's taking our ego out to allow spirit in. And when we can remove the ego, spirit can start to come in. When we start second guessing what we're hearing or feeling, now our ego has stepped in, we're not going to hear the message clearly. And so we work with people on that concept.
There you go.
So that's an interesting thing that you said, because I just assumed it was my mother.
Ah.
I made an assumption it was my mother, because I didn't pay attention to her. You know, and there would have to be something. If you want me to know your, like she did with the angel costume, you're calling it, because I wasn't alone when it happened. My brother was there, so there was a witness. All he said to me is, she's looking at you. I was like, okay, I got it. So I got that message, and I figured that's what she was trying to tell me. But the one with the lamp, I don't even have a clue because my father was not that kind of person. You know, he wasn't, to me, that was like a very strong action for me mm-hmm. to react to, but not get what I was supposed to get. Because I got nothing except it was her and she wanted something, but I didn't know what she wanted.
Mm.
So I was all wrong.
Not necessarily, you know. It's just what they're showing me in that mediumship side of it was that it was a male presence in that environment. We can bring spirits home with us at the same time. And it can be someone that's just trying to get your attention. It can be someone you knew in high school. It can be one of those type of things. So if it's not directly connected to you, then, you know, very well could have been someone that you picked up on the way that was just trying to get your attention and you aren't one that's going to buy into it. And so they're like, well, that ain't fun. And they move on. We get that a lot. We've actually had a lot of that type of energy going on in homes. 6 or 7 clients in the past 3 months have called because of activity in their homes.
You know, I was there for this event and I'll tell you the hit I just got that I just thought about. Linda. My Uncle Ralph. Ralph would do that. Now, I'm going to have to think more about this, right? I don't know if they're up there and they talk to each other and they're saying, like Joan's saying, oh, I couldn't get them. And then Ralph comes in and, yeah. So that would be something. Oh.
That's the missing link there, is that there was you also in that room. So that would be that male energy coming through. And that would be a little more abrasive, a little more gruff. And they definitely will have two sides of the family coming in and they'll be chatting amongst themselves.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So, Linda, thank you for this because now we have way more to think about than we did that before. But, Jamie, the way you explained it was important because Joan, I don't think, would have been throwing anything. My Uncle Ralph, I could hear him now cussing in Italian. So, Linda, thank you very much. Thanks for calling in. Jamie, I'm going to skip the break because we have another caller. And I'd love to keep rolling if you're okay with that.
Absolutely.
All right. Mr. Benny.
We'll take Artie calling in from Santa Ana. Mara, Artie, are you there?
Hi, Artie. Yes, those Santa Ana winds. Oh, my goodness. Hi, Artie. Welcome.
Thank you. I have a question in regards to my destiny. What an easy question, right?
I'm like, that's perfect. Yeah,
oh,
okay.
My God. I love that you're laughing about it, too.
A one-minute destiny question. I've got it. No? Okay. Continue.
So I am with my soulmate. We are partners. We've had a very difficult time trying to make it work. And sometimes I get the nudge that there is somebody that I am more compatible with than him out there for me. And sometimes I feel that I should, you know, even though my life will be a little harder without him, I feel that I should give myself the chance to find somebody that will make me truly happy. But then the other side says, be content with what you have. Your children are well. Things are okay. Good. Things are good. Not perfect, but good. And I'm very confused because I have a hard time discerning or deciding what to do.
Okay, the first thing is that never, ever ask for what we can't handle. And for you, they're saying ask for more because you can handle more. So just because it's a fine balance, yes, but you've got family's good, you know, life is okay right now. There's all these good things that are on the left hand. And yet you're like, well, maybe I don't want to disrupt that balance. So maybe I won't ask for, you know, what I really want and desire on my right hand. To ask want and desire, as long as it's for our highest and best and the highest and best with those involved, and we're doing it in a space of love and light, ask away. Take that ownership. The first thing as you started talking is that I'm a Reiki master, so I move into your energy, and my throat chakra started to close up, and it started to move into my heart chakra. And that tells me that you are not expressing your needs nearly enough to not only your partner, but to others around you. And being able to express that, and for you to say that right now, I almost feel like you could take a breath and be like, I'm kind of understanding that space that I'm in. And then it's that heart part where it's not quite as open because you're feeling as though that you're with your soulmate, but there might be someone else out there. And it's that compatibility part of it. So absolutely look into elevating your energy and seeing if your partner is going to travel with you. And you can do that through meditation. You can do that through a mindfulness walk through your neighborhood and staying focused, connecting with spirit. Ask your spirit team to come in. Angels and spirit guides do not help us unless we ask them to. It's free will here. I did pull you a card out of the oracle.
She's not going to travel with me.
So you know this fact. Okay. So then I'm going to give you the key concepts of this card, and I will leave you with those to think about. It's interesting. I love pulling cards for this reason. And it's the key concepts. Second sight. That's what you're having now. You are now looking around the corner and you're starting to gain that clairvoyance. You're having that clear seeing. You're also having that intuitive feeling of like, this isn't the path I necessarily want to travel on in that relationship part. It's not even with what's going on my left hand. The future is part of this card, and fate as a future determined by the choices you make now. You, not anyone else. What do you want? And do you want to do it with someone that's going to vibrate and take you to that next level energetically? And we see that a lot with people in relationships. I've gone through a divorce. I'm a mother of three. My life is controlled chaos, as I call it. And yet I chose to step into a different space because that's where my energy was going. And was it easy? Not at all. But I have found people to travel that road with me. It also says seeing the signs around you. Funny that that's the topic that we've got going on right now. And so ask for some signs from your spirit guides, especially the loved ones that are very close to you and travel with you as well in the spirit world. They're helping you and guiding you as well. But you can have it all. And that balance can continue to raise. But because of the throat chakra, I want you to really go inward this month and really focus on where it is that your energy is going to take you and take that person in that relationship. And is that something that you want to continue on that path the rest of your journey here in this lifetime? And if not, the thing is, you already know the answer. And I will leave you with that.
Yeah.
Thank you
Artie,
so much.
Rock and roll.
Thank you.
Rock and roll. Yep. Thank you, Artie. Thanks for calling in. And by the way, these are short sessions. A lot of times, and I know certainly Linda and I will be connecting with Jamie a little bit later. If you want more information, we're going to tell you how to connect with Jamie, psychic medium Jamie. Thank you, Artie. And why don't we do that now? People can, first of all, tell them how to listen to Shades of Spirit every Monday.
Every Monday morning, 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So for my early risers here in California, we appreciate you guys tuning in with us. So yes, go over to Transformation Talk Radio. We are on every morning at 8 a.m. with Shades of Spirit. That is Spirit Walker Nicole and myself, where we work through multiple shades of spirit through the different realms and dimensions that we work in. You can also get a hold of us on Shades of Spirit LLC on Facebook and Instagram. I am currently running an $88 special to celebrate Eye of Souls Radio.
Launch
next month. The new show.
Yep.
So for me personally, it's $88, or you can book with Spirit Walker Nicole and I for $150. So that still saves you two mediums for the price of one, really, and that saves you $26 off the price right there. That goes through October, and then we've got a buy one, get one free special launching in November. And you can follow us on our website, shadesofspirit.com, as well as YouTube.
And I just want to comment about this for everybody. This is really both Jamie and Nicole doing something to pay it forward, given the times we're living in. Mm-hmm. You know, this is a time and place where people are saying we need some help. And by the way, we're not even sure what that help is. And so they've really stepped up to make sure that they're able to do this and make it possible for you. And I'm telling you, I love that. The thing that's so cool about this is, when I think about it, is we don't even know what we don't know, but we know something is off.
Right.
I want to give you an example. I'd like you to comment about it.
Mm-hmm.
I've been folks don't know like that we work together off of air. They think I just bring people on. I've never met them before. That ain't what happens. So we've been working together for a while. So some of y'all kind of like rubs off on you, right? We rub off on each other, right? It's like one of those fake tattoos that you get and you just can't quite get it off immediately.
Yep.
So it's interesting. I was sitting there and we have this new beautiful technology that's finished. And I was sitting here one day, and I think it was the other day after talking to you, and I thought, what if, as we look for and we're canvassing for a third producer, I wonder if there is somebody out there that has all of the production stuff, that really gets who we are, that I don't have to do an interview, and they ask, what does transformation mean? And what if they had MySQL server stuff? So this reminds me of 11 years ago when this started, and I said yes. I paid somebody $2,200. I had nothing. No transformation, nothing. No, right? And I put a job post out. The most ridiculous job post, but not so much. Oliver from Germany shows up, and he was the original designer of what you all experience with us in our software and stuff. So I had this moment, and I was like, you know, I really want somebody that's got the audio, that's got the video, but what if he had like programming, or she had like programming? Do you know that I interviewed that person yesterday? Out of nowhere. And I want to talk about that. Now, what I want to talk about is why we hold back asking for that which is so in our hearts, so on our path. I mean, I didn't say, oh my God, you got to provide me with this. Okay, you people up there. I'm like, what if? Help people ask, please, because I'm serious. If I show you this resume, it is another Oliver in the making. And I went through the same thing with, you know, our current producer. Ask for that same type person. And boom, David. Same thing, Benny. 16 years together. We didn't celebrate our 10-year anniversary because I didn't want to. I like 11. So we're doing it next year. How do you help people be in that expansive place? I'll bring it on.
Empower, empower, empower.
Oh,
and that starts with our Release and Intentions workshop. I started this almost 5 years ago. And it's about teaching people that you are worthy of asking. We don't feel worthy. We are in a high like dense vibration in that human body. And we forget that we are actually a spiritual being having this human experience. And so these human experiences are things that we set up on the other side with our spirit team, our angels, the people that we are sharing our life with now. I want to learn this lesson, you come over here, you do this, you know, you be a jerk, I'm going to learn from you, you teach me self-love, all these aspects. We forget that when we're in the middle of it. So when we can actually stand back and look at it from a different perspective, that wider perspective, and see that we are on a spiritual journey, and the only other people that know the journey that we decided to take is our spirit team, our angels. So if you don't believe in the fact that you have an entire unit around you that's invisible, that's okay. That's the best thing about Shades of Spirit. You're allowed to have your opinion. But from my perspective, I know that when I talk to them, when I ask them for things, if I even say, take me on the next leg of my journey, I'm not quite sure where that is. I've got too many forks in the road. They're going to allow me to be able to see, take fork number two, because I'm asking with them, because they know that that's what I'm supposed to be doing. They align these things. They bring those signs into play. You got to release the energy that you hold within your cells of your body, within your aura, your etheric layers. And by doing that, we're able to make space for the intentions that we want to manifest. But you have to know you're worthy of it. You've got to be empowered in your own space. So for some of these people, when you look at them and you think, how do they have millions of dollars and the nice cars and this and that, you know, and their family is just seems so perfect. Well, when you're looking at it from the outside, that person put money at number one. That's not a bad thing. We think it is. A lot of us are taught that it is. Love everyone first. Be nice to everyone. Compassion. Well, of course, have those. You're not going to get to that number one level if you don't have those underneath you, because it's about where our energy is at and who we draw to us. Understanding that law of attraction concept blows people away when they act doing it. But I have manifested every leg of my journey, and I have stepped back and thanked Spirit for allowing me to be that bundle of tears on the floor that can't control, and allow myself to release that energy and learn from those lessons. And then I pick myself back up that next morning and I say, let's go. Let's do it again. And that's what's most important. And we give you the tools behind it to work with Spirit in order to ascend faster.
I love this. And for those of you, psychic medium Jamie, by the way, get ready for Eye of Soul Radio. It's coming your way shortly. We're getting it all fired up, ready to go. But if you like what you've heard here and want more about this, go over on Mondays at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, Transformation Talk Radio. Look, there's much more to come on this. I'm excited about what is going to happen. But, you know, the other thing that happened with this is, and thank you, David, for putting that banner up. That is cool. One of the things that I just want to mention really quickly, and hopefully we'll chat about it on another show, is you and I find myself in a really interesting scenario. And we're actually going to be doing shows back to back. Mm-hmm. And I just thought, well, this is kind of cool, and I'm going with the flow. Somebody said something to me that almost got me off my game. And I know you help people with this. I know that when somebody has a dream, if you leak out the dream too soon, chances are somebody's going to come in and just plug that leak up with doubt. So I want to ask you, for your personal message, mm-hmm. as we move forward to help people know that we don't get stuff that we're not really supposed to, we get stuff that we're supposed to do. I want to ask you about that and your personal message. And thank you so much for today.
Absolutely. You know, my personal message is follow your dream, because your dream is part of your soul's purpose. And don't let someone else squash that energy. Don't let them plug it up, because you are in control. You have the power. Energetically, they can't touch you if you continue to reside on a level of love, enlightenment, joy, and peace. Sometimes we're going to hit those lows, anger, depression, you know, self-doubt, and that's okay. Express it, let it go, and move on. But at the end of the day, it's about you, and it's not selfish. It's your own spiritual journey, and that's what we're here to help you with today.
Awesome. All right. Jamie, website again, please, and phone number, or any way that people can get you.
All right, you guys, shadesofspirit.com, beautiful website. We actually want to thank Dr. Pat and her team for creating that and working with us on that. We would have never been able to do that ourselves. Our phone number is 858-684-7575, and Shades of Spirit LLC on Facebook and Instagram. We also have got a YouTube channel with free monthly meditations that we record and channel ourselves. So there you go.
And for those of you, if you go to the website in about 2 days, you will actually see the energy that is being created by psychic medium Jamie and spirit walker Nicole. It's an energy that you have access to. Thank you all for tuning us in and turning us on. I just want to be really clear with everybody. We will give them more information about Eye of Soul Radio, the times, the days, because they're going to be not one version of it, but several. Psychic medium Jamie is knocking it out of the park, and what? Walking the talk. While Spirit Walker Nicole, she just levitates. Right?
Must be nice.
We got I'm still loving you Virgos. I'm loving you. Everybody, we're going to take a short break right here on Transformation Talk Radio. If you want to find out more about us, transformationtalkradio.com. And I want to ask you for your patience, because we are in the middle of a major conversion. Our sites will change. You may find that you like them or you catch them at a midpoint. And please don't email me, because I've already, I'm already telling you, we're not changing Transformation Talk Radio from purple. We did try that. You did not like it. We are not doing it, because we love you. You are the best. We'll see you next time.
Lights go out and I can't be saved. Tides that I tried to swim against. Put me down upon my knees. Oh, I beg and plead. Singing, come out of things unsaid. Shoot.
views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.